This is a duplicate tape of Mr. Ming Chuan Fong's interview from an original 90 minutes tape to a 60 minute tape.
This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is October the 2nd, 1980, and my name is Bernice Sam. Would you mind telling me your name and address, please?
Fong Ming Chen.
Fong.
Fong Ming Chen.
Uh-huh. What is your Chinese name?
Fong Ming Chen.
Fong Ming Chen. Yeah. Where do you live, Chen?
1050 Hillvale Drive, Monterey Park.
Where were you born and when?
Well, I was born in Canton, China, and May 5th, 1927.
1927. Which village did your family come from?
Well, it's called Dimtao.
Dimtao, but what is
right,
the bigger?
Dimtao is a very small village. Chinese is like a compound, you know? And it's very close to between, I would say, Canton and Fasan.
So actually, would you be considered as Fasanian?
Well, we always call ourselves Fasan.
I see.
From Fasan, Namhoi.
Namhoi
is in
so
that area.
So Dimtao is a small village
in Fasan. Right. Not in Fasan, but it would be a suburb.
Oh,
I
suburb.
Would say, a few miles from here. Mm-hmm. But very, very small. Maybe like, I doubt it. It's probably the population is like 1,000 people or even less.
Are you
familiar with Chinese village?
Oh yes, a little bit, but not your particular village.
It's very small, very, very small. In fact, when I went to China this time, they don't even know where it is.
Oh, I see.
The taxi cab driver didn't know where it was.
I see. Now then, tell me something about your parents. What was your father's name?
Fong Si.
Fong Si. How old was he when he first came to America? Do you recall?
Well, I think from what I heard now, this is only hearsay now. He came over somewhere around 17, 18 years old.
What made him come to America?
Well, from what I heard, it's only another third party. According to what I hear, he came over to look for his brothers.
I see.
Who were working with the railroad. His mother told him to look for his brothers.
So apparently the brothers came to America some time ago and had never returned.
Right.
I see.
Right.
So he came. So what happened afterwards?
Now that I don't really know. I think he stayed over here, and originally he came over in San Francisco, and I don't know what he did there now.
Now, did he find his brothers?
From what I heard, no.
All right, we're going to stop right there for a while. Now, in the village back in China, what was your father doing?
Well, he was actually a vendor.
What kind of vendor?
That I don't know either, because this is too far back.
I see. What kind of vendor? Selling what kind
vegetable.
Of stuff? So would you consider his family was fairly well off or kind of poor?
Very poor.
Very poor.
From what I heard, very, very poor. I mean, he was making very very little money.
I see. And then then maybe that was one of the reasons why he wanted to come over too, in addition to looking for the brothers.
Well, I think during that time, most of the Chinese were coming over because of that.
All right. Did he go to school at all when he was in the village?
No, he never went to school. In fact, he was, he couldn't read or couldn't write in Chinese or English.
He's a very intelligent man. I happen to know him. He's a very intelligent man. All right. Now, then, so when he came to America, was his father still living?
No. I don't think his father was living. I'm not sure. However, his mother was living.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters did he have?
Well, he was the fourth brother, and my uncle was the fifth. And I believe he had a sister too, a younger sister. So I would say probably. Yes, let's see, three older brothers, so he would have four brothers and one sister.
You said your father's family was very poor. Did he have his own home? Did he have any rice fields?
Well, no, not at that time. I don't think so. I don't think so.
I see.
He couldn't, I don't think he could afford it.
All right, so then finally your father came over to America, and did he like America enough to stay?
Well, I don't, that part I don't know. However, from what I heard, that I don't think he really wanted to live here, because later, let's say later in life, you know, he always wanted to go back to China to live.
All right, but then he did establish himself in America. What was the first thing he went into in this country?
Well, from what I heard, he was in the, well, of course he was in many kind of business before, mm-hmm. but I think his first business venture was in Sacramento. I think he was manufacturing ladies' underwear. I'm not sure. I think that's what he was telling me.
That was a long time ago.
Oh,
then.
Yeah, many years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Back in the 1880s or 1890s.
Do you remember what prompted him to go into that kind of business?
No,
ladies' underwear?
Really know.
That's.
I don't really know.
I see. All right,
really
then after that, what did he do?
Well, I think in between that time now, I don't know what he was doing. I know he was working in the, he tells me that he was working as a cook, mm-hmm. before he got into business. Now, he was working in Sacramento as a cook in a farm that was growing hop.
Hop,
yes. To make beer, right. In fact, back in the 50s, we took a trip up to Sacramento, and he could still remember, you know, where he was working. And he was telling me that he had to walk many miles to the farm.
What made him give up farming hop at that time?
Well, I think the wages were very small. I think he was only getting a few dollars a month.
Now, then, after he came to America, did he ever see his mother again?
Oh, yes. I think what happened is that he went back to China several times. I don't know how many times, but I'm sure that he made trips every so often.
Mm-hmm. Was your father married in China?
Now that I don't know. I think that the first marriage that he had was here, that I know of.
Was here?
Yes,
in,
was here, right.
In Los Angeles?
Well, I don't think he was married in Los Angeles, because he was married to a Caucasian woman, see? So I don't think they had, they were allowed to marry in Los Angeles at that time. I don't know where he was married.
What year did your father come to Los Angeles, approximately?
Well, I think it would be somewhere around the turn of the century.
Turn of the century.
Yes, right.
All right. Then, what kind of business was he in during his first marriage?
Well, he was always in the Oriental art business that I know of.
So you would say when he was first married, he was already in the Oriental arts business, one way or another?
No, I think he was in some other business before he got married. And then after he got married, I think his wife got him into the business. And his first business, actually in Los Angeles, was not in Los Angeles, it was in Pasadena.
What kind of business was that?
That was an Oriental art.
Oh, I see. You know, your father was a very remarkable man and one of the pillars of Chinatown. And that's why we're trying to know a little bit about his history, you see.
Well, the thing is, see, Chinatown at that time, around the turn of the century, was very, 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 very small.
Now, that was before you were born,
yes.
Huh?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Then
I was born in 1928,
oh.
But his business was already established before
yes.
that. I don't know when he moved into Chinatown, but it would be somewhere around the turn of the century.
I see. Now then, when was your mother married to your father?
My mother was married I was born in 1927, and then my oldest sister was born in 1920, somewhere around 1924, so he probably was married in somewhere around, I would say, 1922.
Where was he married?
Sure.
Where?
In Canton, China.
In Fatsan.
Fatsan,
in the
really,
village.
Yeah, in the village.
And
right.
Did your mother or father tell you anything about the ceremonies that they went
through? No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they, you know, the Chinese. I don't think he could afford to have too much of a ceremony at that time. He wasn't too wealthy.
At that time, how old a man was your father? Approximately.
I would say that he was already in his 60s.
And how old was your mother?
My mother was only, she was very young. I think she was, from what I heard, she was under 18 years old.
As far as you know, is it customary for a much older man to marry such a young wife, or is this something prearranged by somebody?
Well, here's the thing. Since it was a second marriage, and I think most of the marriage in China during that time was prearranged.
Yes.
In fact, I don't think my father had met my mother too many times.
Now, from this marriage, how many children?
Let's see. There are seven of us.
Seven.
Yes, four sons and three daughters. Interruption.
Remember
any part of
it? Was it fine on me?
Chuan, 你姓乜嘢话？即系唐人。
Well,
what is your last name in Chinese?
In our area, Canton, Fatsan, we call it Fong.
Fong.
Yeah, but actually, from what I heard, it's Sing Kuang.
Sing Kuang. The way the word is written is Ku Kuang Ji, and then Ku Fu Tao Bin. Okay. Now, when was the last time you were back in the old country, Chen?
1936. We were there in 1936 and we stayed there for 1 year, and then we came back in 1937.
Were you married then?
No.
36.
I was only 10 years old.
Oh yes, 36, okay.
Yeah.
But didn't you make a trip to China recently?
Yes. Oh. Last year.
Just for a visit
last
then?
Last year, yeah.
Right. Oh, I see. All right. Now, then you were born in Los Angeles.
No, I was born in Canton.
Canton. But you went to school here.
Well, we came over in 1928, and then...
Where did you go to school, elementary school?
Elementary school was... there's no... That school is all torn down. It's California Street School, which is up on here over here in Bunker Hill.
All right.
One of the oldest school in Los Angeles.
Where did you go to junior high?
Junior high school is Central Junior High.
I see. Then after that, where did you go?
After that, we went to Belmont.
Belmont? Oh, good old Belmont.
Yeah.
Then after you graduated from Belmont, where did you go?
Actually, I didn't get to graduate because we got drafted.
Oh.
I got drafted in the 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 1945.
All right. When you were, even though you haven't finished high school, when you were drafted,
but
weren't you given a chance to complete the high school thing?
Oh yes, we did. After we came back in 1947,
mm-hmm.
And then we went back. I went back to school.
Mm-hmm. Now then. Then when you were old enough, were you ever at the store helping your father and to learn the business?
Oh, sure.
About how old were you when you started to come down to the store?
Let's see, when I was when I was going to junior high school, somewhere around, probably around 14, 15 years old.
Uh-huh. All right, then did you find it necessary, did you want to come down to your father's business?
Nope.
Or
not at that time, no.
Who asked you to come?
Well, see, I think it's some sort of tradition with the Chinese.
Yes.
They always help their family out.
But did you enjoy yourself, though?
No, I didn't enjoy that.
But did you put up a fight?
Yeah, unfortunately I did.
And what happened? What did father say?
Well, here's the thing. I think it was a very difficult period because being that I was going to school, naturally, try to enjoy the school activity. You know, it seems like they're all having fun in school, and we have to work in the shop. And not only that, we had to work in the shop, and we had to go to Chinese school.
Oh, yes.
See, so that was a long day.
usually, what time of the day did you go to Chinese school?
Well, usually, our regular school ends around, in those days, somewhere around, I would say 3 o'clock. And then right after that, 4 o'clock is Chinese school.
Yes.
4 o'clock is Chinese school. So usually from 4 to 7.